Our next article is called Making a Moment a Movement. It's written for us by John Potter, content editor of The Living Lutheran. In the wake of this summer's racial justice events, the protests that followed the killing of George Floyd, the fifth anniversary of the Emmanuel 9 shooting, the increasingly widespread recognition of the Juneteenth holiday, ELCA institutions, organizations, congregations, and synods have responded in a variety of ways. St. Olaf College, Northfield, Minnesota, established the George Floyd Fellowship for Social Change, committing $100,000 to the program. Coordinated by the Taylor Center for Equity and Inclusion, the fellowship will support the advancement of African descent students. The program will provide recipients with leadership development opportunities, mentoring and stipends, supporting internships, research projects, and other opportunities. The European Descent Lutheran Association for Racial Justice, meanwhile, has hosted several racial justice trainings over Zoom. Co-facilitated by Sherry Seifert, Vice President, and Yolanda Denson Byers, pastor of Faith Lutheran Church of Becker, Minnesota, the 90-minute training is geared toward European descent Americans and includes a sermon and breakout sessions for small group discussion. The confluence of a global pandemic, the public murder of George Floyd, new people awakening to the reality of racism in our country, and Reverend Dr. Denson Byers' prophetic Pentecost sermon led that seminar and to begin an online training designed to help us carry out our mission to awaken hearts, confront justice, and inspire transformation. They hope to offer that training monthly to synods. In addition to the ELCA prayer service for commemoration of the Emmanuel 9 on June 17th, some congregations held local commemorations and prayer vigils in honor of the 9 people of African descent killed by a white supremacist at Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church in Charleston, South Carolina. One such congregation was Resurrection Lutheran in Cincinnati, which held a gathering in partnership with its sister church, Allen Temple AME Church, and Anderson Churches for Racial Unity, of which Resurrection is a member. Formed shortly after the shooting, it's an association of churches working for racial justice in Greater Anderson Township, Ohio, that has held dozens of events and fostered local partnerships over the last 5 years. My prayer is that this is not a moment, but a movement to substantially eradicate the sins of racism and inequity in our nation and in our community, said Henry Zorn, a pastor of Resurrection. That weekend, the Northwest Washington Synod hosted an online worship service for Juneteenth, the June 19 holiday commemorating the end of slavery in the U.S. Rostered ministers and members from across the synod led recorded hymns, readings, and other liturgical elements. Priscilla Paris Austin, pastor of Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Seattle, offered a meditation on the Word. For me, she says, the gift of this work together and our collaboration to celebrate Juneteenth serve as a reminder of the joy and liberation God intends for us all. She said, as we labored together as a team, we found ourselves liberated from the burdens of worship in the midst of a pandemic and freed to worship as one church together.